The year is 1817, Red Valley, Tennessee. Today we know it as Adams, Tennessee. A farmer named John Bell was out and about doing his work out in the field, when in the distance he saw a strange, dog-like creature. He took his firearm, and took aim, and shot at it. This dog-like creature disappeared. But this was only the beginning, as multiple residents and people around the farm started seeing other dog-like creatures, followed by strange knockings and phenomena that happened in the home. This is the story of the Bell Witch. I am your host, the Paranormal Pilgrim. This is the Land of the Shadow People. Welcome back to the Land of the Shadow People podcast. If this is your first time joining us, I welcome you and I thank you for joining us. If you are one of my regular listeners, thank you for joining me and supporting this podcast. If you all could just please click like, share, and subscribe. You guys are my marketing team, and the best way that word of mouth gets out, the more the podcast gets out, the better chance I get to improve these podcasts and hopefully continue to bring these little tidbit information and stories of paranormal phenomenon across the world. So today is probably one of the greatest stories of hauntings in America, period, in the United States, and that is the Bell Witch. There's so much information, and thankfully this will be a short podcast. I'll give you a breakdown of basically the synopsis of the Bell Witch story, some of the legends, but the rest is up to you because there's so many stories and so much to this legend. It's hard to separate what could possibly be fact, what is fiction. For all we know, it could all be fiction and just a really great story, but either way, the Bell Witch story is probably one of my favorite stories of all time. It is said that the haunting began sometime in 1817 when John Bell was out in the fields around his farm. Some stories say out in the woods when he saw the strange creature that resembled the dog appear, not knowing what this creature was and not wanting to deal with possibly, I'm assuming like a wolf or coyote attack. John Bell fired at the animal, and when it appeared to have been struck, it disappeared. It is said also, around that time, that John Bell's son, Drew Bell, approached some sort of unknown, strange-looking bird that was perched on the fence and flew away, described as being extraordinary size. The daughter Betsy is said, according to some of the legends, observing a little girl in a green dress swinging from the limb of an oak tree. And then there are several stories that came from the slaves that they owned on the property. Obviously, this was before the Civil War, before the end of slavery in the United States. One of their slaves named Dean had several stories about this encounter with the spirit, which would be later known as a witch, reported being followed by a large black dog. On the evenings, he would visit his wife. And in some cases, it would be a two-headed dog or no-headed dog. Even claimed to have been turned into a mule at one time. He started carrying around an axe and a witch's ball that his wife had made for him to help ward off the spirit that was tormenting him. So it said not only just him, but it seemed that the spirit really had a disdain for the slaves and would torment them all the time. Now, after this, after some of these stories, it appeared that from going outside of the home, poltergeist activity started within the home with knocking that could be heard along the doors and the walls. There were reports of gnawing on the bed, the sounds of dogs fighting, though none could be seen, and the sounds of chains being dragged. I mean, there was a lot of strange poltergeist activity, what we would call poltergeist activity. Now, the children and other members of the family were not immune to the violence of this spirit. This spirit definitely had a thing out for Betsy, whom the spirit would just slap the ever-living crap out of, pinch and would stick with pins and needles, and it was known to scratch and pull the hairs of other children. The spirit loved to torment John Bell himself. The Bell family definitely sought out help. They turned to a family friend named James Johnson, who stayed the night and was awakened by a lot of the same phenomenon that they had been experiencing. And all he could describe it is like a spirit from the Bible. And it was shortly after that word spread about the haunting at the Bell farm, at the Bell's home. Then after a while, the spirit would talk and would mock the family and begin to show some of its talents, its power, claiming that it was a spirit that was once happy and was now angry because its grave had been disturbed, claiming its bones had been scattered, claiming to be a spirit of one of the native tribes. And I'm not 100% sure, but I do believe that there were Indian burial grounds somewhere near where the current location is of what was the Bell family farm, but they were never able to, from my understanding, find the bones that the spirit was claiming to have, including a tooth that was buried under the floor. Although there are some legends that they did find this tooth, and still did not satisfy the spirit. Over time, they would have several people come and visit their homes and would test the spirit, and the spirit never failed a single test. One incident is that of John Johnston, the son of James Johnson, came up with a test for the witch, something that he would think that no one would know outside of his family, and started asking the spirit about his Dutch step-grandmother in North Carolina, and asked if the slaves thought she was doing something wrong, in which the spirit replied in the grandmother's accent, "Hut tut, what's that happen now?" In other accounts, supposedly an Englishman stopped by to visit and offered to investigate. And when he remarked about his family back in England, The witch began to mimic his English parents. And the witch supposedly woke up this Englishman with the voices of his parents, worried that as they, with the voices of his parents mimicking them again of what they're saying. After that, the Englishman quickly left family. And I guess supposedly he went and visited his family in England and was able to concur what was going on. And I guess later apologized for these skepticism. So this was like no spirit which they knew. You know, she was, or he was, I guess the spirit gave itself the name that it was eventually a witch named Kate Batts, which was the name of another person within the town, which supposedly that John Bell had some sort of conflict with, and supposedly possibly conjured as revenge. Although I'm not sure if this is concurred, there are several sides to that story and whatnot. But later, the legend of the witch became so popular that it is rumored, although I don't think it's ever been truly proven, that Andrew Jackson, the former president, although at the time he was just a general in the army at the time, came and visited the Bell family home to see if this was true. And the witch, the spirit, did not fail. And supposedly it was said that Andrew Jackson left as a believer. Now, people have had different theories about what this is. Obviously, anything from demons to possibly a powerful human ghost. Although, it is kind of interesting to say that a lot of this, some of these supernatural powers would fall under, probably in my personal opinion, probably into two factions. In my opinion, that are probably closely related, that of the Fae or the Fairies. I had an earlier episode about the Fae and the Fairy, and there are multiple spirits and stuff that fall under the category of who the Fae are, and their abilities to do things and their mischievousness. The other is that of the Djinn, although the Djinn is a Middle Eastern or Near Eastern legend. The Djinn often are very similar to what like the Fae are. And that's just my personal opinion. Now, this is just a quick breakdown of the Bell Witch. And my thing is for you is to really dive deep into reading the different stories. There are several websites out there. And I know what I did today probably doesn't justify the great stories of the Bell Witch. But this is just to kind of bring some enlightenment to the stories of the Bell Witch. It definitely inspired several movies about the Bell Witch, American Hauntings, the Blair Witch Project. From what I understand, they still do tours around the area, especially within the cave that they say that the Bell Witch lives. Supposedly these days, people claim they still have experiences, but no, it's hard to say. That you would have to go out and find out for yourself. So I hope this was a nice, quick, brief synopsis about the Bell Witch. I hope it gave you some information to lead on and to do your own investigation. But between now and then, and this side of the veil, or the next, I'm out.